Welcome back to K Dub Palace, y'all. My name is K Dub, and we are back with episode 3. As you guys know, NBA free agency started yesterday, and it's been going on for 2 days now. And this weekend, we've had a lot of switches with players in the league. So, without further ado, man, let's get right into it. So, look, the first trade that went down after the NBA season was over with, we had the Alex Caruso and Josh Giddey trade. I haven't got to mention that on the last episode, but I thought I'd mention that to y'all now. How do I feel about the trade? I think the trade is decent. I think the Bulls, I don't really know where the Bulls are. I don't know what direction they're going in. They're going to right now. Lonzo Ball's still out with the knee injury. We're still debating on if he's going to ever come back and play. Josh Giddey, I mean, he wasn't really getting a lot of playing time. He was getting playing time, but he wasn't really able to show his full capability because he was playing with Shai and Jaylen and Chet. So he kind of got lost in the sauce a little bit on that team, man. And if you guys realize, I don't know, but every time they would win a game and they would all do interviews as a group at the end of every game. I don't know if y'all realize, but Josh Giddey was never in those Josh Giddey was never in those interviews with the team. So I think it's been a disconnect between it was a disconnect between Giddey and the Thunder, if you ask me. It seems like the team had more chemistry than Josh Giddey. If y'all don't know, Josh Giddey had a alleged incident where he was allegedly talking to an underage girl who was 17. So he had a lot going on this year, but I think some reports came out that he was not guilty. So that's good. He can get a fresh start in Chicago with the Bulls, and I think what Alex Caruso brings to the Thunder, I think he brings a defense and championship experience. He won with LeBron. He won with LeBron, AD, and the bubble, so he'll be bringing a championship experience to a young team like OKC. And, we'll see what happens with that team. The next big trade that happened, the New York Knicks traded for Mikal Bridges for Bogdanović and a bunch of first-round picks. I mean, it was a bunch of picks. Brooklyn Nets, it seems like they're going in full rebuild mode. They just offered Nick Claxton a $165 million contract. So I don't really know what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets and what direction they're going. I don't know what direction they're going to, but it seems like they are going to be rebuilding. And Ben Simmons is still over there. He still is trying to come back from his injuries and trying to get mentally right. I don't know what's going on with Ben Simmons at all. He's been injured for about 3 years now, and he just hasn't been the same player since he left Philly. So, and that's an interesting situation too. But yeah, Brooklyn, I don't really know where their franchise is going. They just traded their so-called franchise player, who they had plans for the future with. Now they trade him to the Knicks. On the Brooklyn side, this is their time to rebuild. And for the Knicks, I mean, this is a good trade for the Knicks. Some people said that the Knicks traded away too much for Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, I mean, he got traded from the Suns, and he was really a role player. Then when he was traded to the Nets, he started. I think he went there and instantly averaged 25, I think, for the rest of the season back in 2023. And everybody hoped that he was gonna, he played in the FIBA Cup in the summer, and people kind of thought Mikal Bridges could have been an All-Star this year. But He didn't. He wasn't able to live up to those expectations. I think he finished the season averaging 19 points a game. So, yeah, it was kind of like an up and down season for Mikal. But I mean, he goes to the Knicks. I mean, he reunited with his college teammates. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and DiVincenzo. So I mean, it was good to see them back playing together. And the Knicks also re-signed OG Anunoby 5-year max contract, $212.5 million contract to stay with the Knicks. Julius Randle's gonna be coming back from injury. There have been rumors on if the Knicks would trade Randle, which I think they should keep Randle. I think you keep Randle. I think you try and see if it works. You don't want to trade away. You don't want to start trading away pieces, then you're gonna like regret them in the future. So if I was the Knicks, I wouldn't trade Randle. I would keep Randle. But the Knicks did lose another big key player to their team. They lost Isaiah Hartenstein to OKC. He signed a 3-year deal. He signed a 3-year, $87 million contract with the Thunder. $87 million is a lot for a player like Isaiah Hartenstein, but I mean, he did show up in the playoffs and he did earn his money in the playoffs. So this was expected. The Knicks, there were rumors saying that the Knicks probably couldn't afford Isaiah Hartenstein going into free agency anyway. So they had to let somebody walk, and that's what they did. They let Hartenstein walk, but the Knicks gained the potential all-star in Mikal Bridges. So we'll see how that goes. But the Knicks are definitely a threat to the Celtics next year. Speaking of threats, another big signing happened over the weekend. Paul George signs a 3-year deal, a 3-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. I had a feeling he was going to go to the Sixers. I think the situation with the Clippers. The Clippers, they offered Kawhi the 3-year extension last year, and I think they never brought it up to Paul George. I think he was waiting on, to see what the team was going to do, and I think he was in contract talks all season, and they couldn't get nothing. They couldn't get nothing done. But like I think when they offered Kawhi the deal, I think they expected Paul George to do the same. But I think the Clippers should pay Paul George and not Kawhi, only because Kawhi, you can't depend on Kawhi right now. He's hurt. I mean, he's hurt right now. He takes games off. I think the team makes him take games off. I don't think Kawhi does it, but I think the team makes him take games off. The medical staff tells him to take games off. But yeah, I think they made the wrong decision. I think they should have like paid Paul George and not paid Kawhi. I think paying Kawhi was a bad move. He's injury prone, and then, with Paul George going to the Sixers, I mean, Embiid's also he's also injury prone, and he can't get out of the second round in the first round. So hopefully Paul George going to the Sixers can help them at least go to the conference finals next year. As we all know, the Boston Celtics they're the NBA champions, so you gotta get through them. But right now in the East, it's the Celtics, Knicks, and Sixers. And then after them, if we're being honest, if the Bucks can get their stuff together, I think the Bucks are in that top four. I think really right now, if you ask me, the Bucks might be chemistry wise. I think Dame will develop his chemistry with Giannis. I think Dame will develop that. During the off season, I think him and Giannis will talk and see what they can do to be better as a duo. And and the team in general, you know, like the Bucks, they swapped coaches, they even traded players, they even done a lot of stuff. So I think this offseason chemistry is the key for the Bucks to get back to being the top teams. You know what I mean? I mean, they were the top teams, but you know, their main priority is to just get healthy. You know, Dame Young's got to be healthy. Chris Middleton especially needs to be healthy. If not, trade Chris Middleton. I think it's time to let Chris Middleton walk. I think he needs to get traded for somebody younger and who's consistent on that wing position. But yeah, man, as far as the Sixers, I mean, it's good for the city, it's good for the fan base. You know, they have a big three in Philly. You know, with all like the James Harden moves, then we're not working, the Tobias not working, you know, they get Paul George. You know, they had a point guard in Maxey who got his extension today. Then you got Embiid, you know, they needed another all-star wing, which they got now with Paul George. So, and they just signed Kelly Oubre back. They got Eric Gordon. They signed Andre Drummond, but they still have to fill out the rest of the roster. I think the roster is still light right now. And what I mean by light, I think they still need a bench. You know, Eric Gordon, he's not the same Eric Gordon from Houston as a six man. I think they still need to build their bench. I seen the roster today. It's they only have eight players on the roster right now, and one of the eight players, well, two of the eight players are rookies, and you don't want them. You know, I think they need to add some more veterans and some more help on that bench. And more importantly, I think the Sixers need a power forward. You know, Tobias wasn't really. He was like a, you know, like a stretch, like slasher build, but he wasn't showing up at all for them, and he was definitely not consistent, you know, in the last couple of years. So yeah, hopefully the Sixers go out and get like a power forward and build a bench and possibly sign like a backup point guard, maybe bring back Kyle Lowry to kind of, you know, help out Tyrese Maxey a little bit. But all in all, this is a good sign by the Sixers. You know, now as far as the Clippers, I mean, the Clippers, man, I think it's a tragedy for the Clippers because they're supposed to be going into the new arena, and now they don't have one of their superstars coming back to the team next year. I think it's a big disappointment. Russell Westbrook opted into his contract to come back, but I think the Clippers are going to trade Russ, which is also a tragedy. So, but the good news for them that they were able to retain James Harden to a 2-year deal. They got Kawhi, but other than that, you know, they signed Derrick Jones from the Mavericks, who was in the finals not too long ago. I think they got PJ Tucker back. I think they just signed. They just signed somebody else. I think they just signed somebody else that I can't think of right now. But the Clippers are definitely not going to be one of the top teams. With Kawhi being hurt, and probably I don't see the Clippers making playoffs. Kind of. If they make the playoffs, they'll be fighting that play-in. Because you got teams like OKC and another team that just got better, the Pelicans. The Pelicans traded for DeJounte Murray. They traded away Larry Nance and Dyson Daniels. They traded away. So the Pelicans just got DeJounte Murray. You know, the Trae Young and DeJounte Murray duo. The experiment is over. Unfortunately, you couldn't see that work out. But now DeJounte Murray is teaming up with Zion, CJ McCollum, and then we'll see what happens with Brandon Ingram and see if he stays or if he gets traded. Valanciunas is he signed with the Wizards. I don't understand that move. When he goes to a really bad team, I don't know what he was doing, but I guess you can say get your money, right? But I think DeJounte Murray to the Pelicans, that's an underrated move right there, because the Pelicans didn't have a point guard. And I think with DeJounte going over there and playing with Zion, that's a team you might need to watch out for. And their bench is strong now. They got Trey Murphy, got Herb Jones, who was all defensive player, got Jose Alvarado. They got a solid. They actually have a good team. I mean, now with Valanciunas gone, now they might need like a big man. Other than that, I think they have everything. Their main thing is health. So if Zion can be healthy, the Pelicans can be where OKC was last year. They can be in that second round. Possibly conference finals like the Timberwolves. That's where I see the Pelicans next year. But we'll talk about that on the next episode. But yeah, man, back to the Clippers, man. They got a new arena and they won't be sharing with the players that they had last year. So yeah, we'll see how the rest of the free agency plays out. Free agency is still going on. LeBron hasn't signed. It's looking like LeBron's gonna sign his max deal because, if you guys didn't know, but the Golden State Warriors are officially done. Klay Thompson signs a 3-year, $66 million deal with the Mavericks. So Klay is officially, he is officially not a Warrior. He is on the Mavericks as we speak. It's disappointing how Golden State didn't give what Klay deserved. He brought them 4 championships. I think it was kind of a little unfair when they paid Draymond and Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins before Klay. I definitely think Klay should have got their money. And then they gave Jordan Poole all that money just to get traded the following year. So I think Klay definitely deserve the bag. I think what he did for that franchise, I think you should show him a little bit more respect. But it's the business, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. So I think it was between the Lakers and Mavericks, and he ended up going to the Mavericks. But there was rumors that the Lakers offered him a 4-year, $80 million deal, but he turned it down. I'm guessing he didn't want to be part of their little. I'm guessing Klay didn't want no part of the Lakers. How do you want to say? The Lakers are known for being kind of a little iffy when it comes to building out their roster. And, it's always question marks on who's getting traded and who's going to be there next year and who's staying. I feel like right now the Lakers, they haven't done anything right now in free agency. LeBron is probably going he LeBron offered to take a big pay cut. He offered to take the $20 million deal, but to try and get players to come. But all the players that he was willing to take the pay cut for, they've already signed, except for DeMar DeRozan. DeRozan stood out there. That might be a signing trade, probably got trade D-Lo, but we'll see, man. But it is official, Klay is joining the Dallas Mavericks along with Kyrie and Luka to form another big three. The Mavericks are definitely looking like a threat right now. They've definitely got better than last year. But what you guys didn't know was the Mavericks, they traded Tim Hardaway Jr. to the Pistons, and then they traded Josh Green in that signing trade with Klay. So Josh Green got traded to the Hornets. So right now the Mavericks don't got no bench. They just lost Derrick Jones in free agency to the Clippers. Josh Green just got traded. Tim Hardaway got traded. So right now, but I think the Mavericks got Quentin Grimes back from the Pistons in exchange for Tim Hardaway. So the Mavericks, by their starting five is strong, but off their bench it's Derek Lively and it's nobody. So I think they need to build. Well, they got Dante Exum, and but I don't know if that, I don't know if they're going to be there next year, but they still need to build their roster out and get a bench. I think that's their thing. But the Celtics, they didn't have a bench and they won a championship, so I mean, I guess it can work out. But if you guys look at the Denver Nuggets, they just lost KCP to the Orlando Magic. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope signed a 3-year, $60 million deal with the Orlando Magic. Orlando is a sleeper. I think them getting KCP was a big pickup. I think Paul George had talked about going there, but that he ended up not going there. So watch out for Orlando in the East. Sacramento, they haven't done nothing. But the teams are going to be at the top next year. The Pelicans definitely going to be at the top. I see the Pelicans making the playoffs. I'm gonna assume that they're healthy, and I'm gonna assume that Brandon Ingram is gonna be on the team. So, it's like question marks right now as we speak. We don't know what's gonna happen with Donovan Mitchell, DeRozan, Ingram. Jimmy. All these players are eligible for a contract extension, but. We'll see. So it's still a lot of movements going on in the league as we speak. But breaking news though, Jason Tatum signed his $315 million Supermax. So him and Jaylen Brown are the top two most paid players in the league. They're coming off of their first champ in they're coming off of their first NBA championship. For the Boston Celtics, so congratulations to Jason Tatum. Get that bag. Jason Tatum definitely should be in heavy conversation of being MVP next year after the run he made in the playoffs. So, well, not the playoffs, but in the finals. The Celtics are in good hands right now, so we'll see what happens with them. But yeah, God, this was a short episode, not too long, just a little free agency update. There will be more updates coming up for the next episode. Just a quick transition to the WNBA. Angel Reese has been making history. I think she's the first rookie to put up 10 double doubles in her rookie season. So shout out to Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky for doing their thing. Even though the Sky, they haven't been winning as much, but Angel Reese has definitely has made people watch her, as well as Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark has been doing her thing as well. It's just good to see the WNBA getting some shine right now. So yeah, man. But I also want to shout out Jewell Loyd from the Seattle Storm. She has been balling the last three games. She's dropped over 30 plus points in the last three games, and they've been winning. So shout out Jewell Loyd. Skylar Diggins Smith, she's one of my favorite players. She's a good point guard. Then you got Nene Anunoby. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. She's already doing her thing, so the Seattle Storm, they've been playing good. They're still one of the top teams. You got the New York Liberty, the Connecticut Sun, the Minnesota Lynx, The Aces, they've gotten Chelsea Gray back and they've been winning. They were struggling without Chelsea Gray, but now they've been picking up some wins. The Phoenix Mercury, they've been playing okay. They've been losing lately, but you know they've been playing good. But what I will say is though, the Mercury and the Fever, the game on Sunday got a little chippy. You know, there were like a couple altercations between the Fever and the Mercury on Sunday. So, you know, it's kind of good. It's kind of good to see that competitive attitude in the WNBA as far as like getting chippy and scrapping a little bit. It's good to see that on their end, you know. It's good. It's just good to see that. You know what I'm saying? It's just good to see that. But other than that, though, y'all, that's it. This is a short episode, nothing crazy. I don't know what will happen with. I don't know what's gonna happen with DeMar DeRozan. But it's looking like DeRozan's probably gonna get traded from the Bulls. There's been rumors that he's trying to go to the Lakers. Golden State, they're trying to get Lauri Markkanen, but right now Golden State is not looking good. It's not looking good for Golden State or the Clippers right now. And I'm gonna say the Warriors and Clippers, they might both be in the play-in. And I think the Grizzlies, I think the Rockets might take one of their spots in the playoffs. And also, another free agent signing. You got Chris Paul going to the Spurs and playing with Wemby. Everybody talked about how Wemby needed a point guard to put him in the right position to be successful and to kind of help him. And maybe they'll kind of run the offense through him and try, you know, put him in pick and rolls and, you know, all that. I kind of was thinking Chris Paul would probably be a good point guard for Wemby, but at first I thought the Spurs would trade for Trae Young. I thought Trae Young would pair with Wemby, but you know, I guess all of our ideas don't be coming to. I guess all so some of our plans don't go as planned. So my plan definitely didn't go as planned. So, but Chris Paul is officially a Spur. Yeah, the Warriors right now, it's not looking too good for the Warriors right now, man. But that's all the free agency news now. We'll see what happens throughout the week. I'm gonna try to get these out to y'all every Tuesdays. I think my podcast might come out on Tuesdays. And then you got Summer League starts this weekend, and I think the Olympic, I think the training camp for NBA USA basketball is next week, I think, for training camp. So we'll be in tune with that, get information with that. And yeah, man, hopefully y'all have a great night. It's 2 in the morning, so I'm about to end this episode. Make sure y'all go listen to this podcast on all streaming platforms, wherever you get your podcast at. Subscribe, all that, man. Tune into some NBA sports and also subscribe to my YouTube, which is my name, K-Dub. Follow me on Instagram at Drip Guy K-Dub. And in the bio is my Twitch, my YouTube. All the information is going to be in there. But this has been another episode of K-Dub Palace. I'm gonna try and get better at this. Right now, I'm using my iPad for audio, and I got my AirPods. So this is how we're doing the podcast. So me and some of my friends might do a podcast of our own, and we might do like a group podcast that we're trying to work on right now, trying to get started. But for right now, we are on my platform right now, so I appreciate y'all for watching. Make sure you go subscribe, you know, all that good stuff, and Hopefully, y'all have a good 4th of July. I will be at I will be at the Chris Brown concert on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. So yeah, I will be there. So got the Chris Brown concert. Then we got the 4th of July. So y'all stay tuned, man. I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode, and we are out.